And now, a unique theater group. For many, there's nothing like being on stage. The bright lights, the rush of euphoria. But acting can feel inaccessible if you have certain physical or intellectual disabilities. Stina Sieg from KJZZ introduces us to a theater company in Scottsdale, Arizona, that welcomes everyone.
Not all the actors in Detour Company Theater can snap their fingers. But those who can are, during one of the final frenzied rehearsals before the opening night of, yeah, you might have guessed it, The Addams Family.
But I, too, am in love.
Master, who is it?
The moon!
Down syndrome, autism, brain damage. Everyone in the cast has got something that keeps them from succeeding in a traditional theater setting. But here, everyone is worthy of stage time and feedback.
I love you, and I'm really proud of you, and you really rocked all your lines. You were so good, and you even remembered to cheat out the right way, okay?
She's doing amazing.
That's Sam, Detour's founder, artistic director, and the co-director of this show, who goes by one name only. Thin and small, she bounds up and down the stage for hours and exudes Mama Bear love.
Okay, and so then when you get the bird...
Most of all, Detour is about opportunity.
The opportunity for her cast of 40 to have what Sam calls an authentic theater experience. That means months of working hard, memorizing lines, learning choreography, and it means the opportunity for everyone to do the best they can in two musicals a year.
Our job is to make that learning and that make that success still possible for you, even with that other thing. You know, we all have things in our lives.
But backstage here at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts, you don't really see those things. More so, you see people, happy people, like Sarah Rounds.
I feel like I'm free when I'm on stage.
And Lance Winslow.
I feel like I'm somebody who, like, is like a real star when I'm here. You know, I'm happy to have that.
Leah Mapstead, now 23, has been part of Detour since she was a teenager, though she loved performing long before that.
When I'm on stage, I feel accomplished, I feel proud, and I feel like I'm having fun with a bunch of my friends, being someone I'm not for an hour and a half or so.
And Leah says they're not just friends here, they're family.
Brothers and sisters who work together as a team to put on miracles every year, twice a year at the Scottsdale Center.
I'm being pulled in a new direction. I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction.
And maybe the miracles here aren't really the shows, though it is amazing that so many people of different ages and abilities can come together and create something so sweet and so fun. Maybe they're about how these productions affect everyone involved, not just the actors, but the coaches who shadow them on stage, and audience members like me, who cried through the entire standing ovation of Detour's last production. Founder Sam has seen a lot of that in the 15 years she's been doing Detour.
And people leave singing, dancing, smiling, laughing.
And hopefully with a new understanding of the performers they saw on stage.
Because they see them as people, as actors, as entertainers, as human beings with a gift to share. That's all we all are, right?
Including Sam's son, Christopher, who you might spot right away as the tall guy playing Lurch. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Scottsdale.
The dream has come.